Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 6:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News, bringing our friend and teammate from ESPN Milwaukee, Gabe Neitzel. I get asked a lot for lawn advice, and I appreciate that because I enjoy one.
I mean, you get involved with lawn wars. You proudly...
I am fully engaged in lawn wars, yes.
you proudly post pictures of your lawn on social media, and they look... I mean, you should get asked
Thank
for
you.
Advice because the pictures... look fantastic, my friend. Like you clearly know what you're doing. You put a lot of care into your lawn. It's obvious that it's a passion that you have.
I get asked very often this question. What's your secret? No secret. 80% of lawn care is just effort. 20% is know-how. And I can give you 15% of that right now. Right? There are four things.
Okay.
You got to water your lawn. You got to feed your lawn. You got to get control of those weeds. And you got to mow your lawn at the right height. Done. There. You can get into like the lime composition of your soil and all that. You do those things, you're going to be great.
So I kind of...
Go ahead, caller, with your questions.
do you have a recommendation on a lawnmower if your patch of grass at the house you just bought is smaller than the table we're currently sitting at?
So Gabe shows me this picture. And it's like a... I don't know. What would you say? Is it like 6 feet wide, maybe?
And not even, I mean, in some spaces, I don't know. So me and my wife bought a house in February, and I did kind of want a little bit of a backyard, and this house just didn't have it, but it had a lot of the other things that checked the box.
Sure, okay.
So we ended up buying the house, and the front of the house, it's all landscaped. I don't even know if I want all the landscaping on like the other side of my sidewalk, you know,
yeah,
that
yeah.
space of grass between the road and your side and the sidewalk. So we may do some things up there. But out back, especially with where we live on the Lower East Side, we have a garage, which is rare. Like most of the houses around
right.
us have usually like some sort of yard in the back. We do not. We have our garage. But they decided to leave this tiny little patch of grass.
14 square feet
yeah,
of lawn.
Yeah, like, I don't know what to do with it. So I got made fun of on my morning show on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy over on 94.5 ESPN because I got one of the old school. Just it's got the rotating, you know, rotating blades because I look at that and I go, by the time it takes me to pull my arm out of the socket to get in, you know, to pull the cable or to
yeah.
pull the ripcord on a... on a lawnmower.
Yeah, you're not getting an $800 Toro.
No. Why would I? Right. I went on Amazon, got this thing for $75. You know
so
what I
So you're
I
talking
the lawn?
About like the old-timey real mower.
Oh, yeah,
like it's
just,
not powered.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Fellow
it's
member
powered.
Of the real gang.
It's powered, Vinny. It's powered
it's
right
powered
here.
Powered by muscle.
It's powered right here.
Neitzel power.
But I just go out when I'm watching the golf on Sunday during a commercial break and get it done. Like that's how quickly I can do this thing, and yet I was being made fun of. But not just them, but also I sent a picture to my friends because, again, I'm a little bit later in life at this point, at 38 years old. All my other friends had kind of bought houses or whatever, and I'm showing them this lawnmower, and they're making fun of me for the lawnmower that I bought.
Well, what is their alternative? They wanted you to get like a full on power mower. I have a Honda.
Get a riding mower.
Right.
I mean, Chewy suggested that...
Get yourself a zero turn.
Chewy suggested that the beard powers. Trimmer that I have that doesn't get a lot of... doesn't really get a lot of, you know, use, that just go ahead and skip back there with the hand clip. So they had suggestions for me.
I would suggest you could have gone with a string trimmer and just be done with
it. Get a goat.
If you didn't want the full-on... I had a small lawn in Bayview. My wife and I, our first house, and there too, and we had a big hill, you know, classic Bayview house,
yeah.
right? You got the big stairs that lead up and
yep.
whatever. We had a big hill. Like, I don't know if I could have put a power mower on that.
Oh,
and
sure.
same kind of thing. You know, I had a little bit more room than your two stripes there. But yeah, it was, I have no problem with that. You
okay.
got to get that thing sharpened, though.
Oh,
once,
sure.
Once a season, for sure. You got to take it in. Not a lot of places do that.
Really? Once a season?
Well,
have you seen the size of that thing? Like,
I guess,
once
you know
a season on a normal-sized lawn?
Yes.
Sure. Like you said, it's just voot, voot, and I'm done.
All right, let me revise and extend my remarks. In the lifetime of the mower, maybe one time, give her a sharpen.
All right. All right.
You're good. I appreciate it. And come to me with any other questions.
Okay, I most certainly will, because you're going to be my go-to guy when it comes to lawn care.
I'll give you a handful of Milorganite to sprinkle down on that thing.
It doesn't take much.